I'm Dave Lewis, and it's Thursday, which means it's time for a COVID-19 update from a local perspective. And here with the COVID-19 task force joining us this morning is City of Manhattan Public Information Officer Vivian Uccello. Good morning, Vivian.
Good morning, Dave.
Thank you for joining us here this morning. And you guys are getting a busy start here this morning, and we've already had a couple of folks call for some extra details, but we have a drive-through opportunity in Manhattan, but it's not just for Manhattanites. Anybody can come through.
That's right. So Julie is not joining the update today because she is out at the free testing event at City Park here in Manhattan. And that's going to take place from 7 to 10 a.m. today. And like you said, anybody can drive up, get swabs. You do not have to have symptoms or an appointment or a doctor's order. This is a free testing event for everybody. And we even, the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition is providing snacks if all supplies last. So that's, it's a really good thing. And anybody who wants to get tested should stop on by.
Snacks? Did you say snacks?
I did say snacks. So it's kind of a donated goodie bag that you can take with you. And again, at 7 to 10 here in City Park in Manhattan. If you happen to miss that or you have more availability in the evening, there is another event from 5 to 7 p.m. today up at Leonardville. It's going to be located at 401 West Chase Street. So if the evening works better for you and you don't mind taking a drive to the north part of the county on this beautiful day, that is another opportunity to get a free COVID test. Now, this is that nasal swab test, the PCR, kind of referred to it as the gold standard of coronavirus tests. And everybody who participates will get called with their results. We've seen in the past when we have large numbers or like a large volume of tests come through at once. The last time we did this, we sent off 567 tests. That it does take a few days to get back. The typical wait time right now is still 24 to 48 hours for COVID tests, but it could take as long as 5 days with this kind of big uptick in swabs being sent off. So if you haven't heard back, don't fret. It might take several days, but you will get a call back whether the results are positive or negative.
And this is at the Pavilion, correct?
Yes, it's, you kind of start there and they're winding traffic kind of through the park to make sure traffic doesn't back up on the street. And you'll actually get swabbed closer to that spot where we typically do the Furniture Amnesty Day.
Oh, okay.
So in the middle of the park, but it's all drive up.
All right, good. Well, that helps out. Now, one of the things, you know, if you're looking at coming through the drive-thru, you want to be aware of what some of the symptoms are. And Vivian, let's just bring up our residents this morning on some of those concerning symptoms that they may be experiencing.
You know, Dave, one of the difficult things about this virus is that it manifests so differently in people. We see mild cases that start just like you feel a little bit off. Maybe have a little bit of a headache, you don't quite feel yourself. You might have a cough that progresses to kind of you feel a little feverish or chills or muscle aches. Loss of taste and smell seems to be the most common symptom here in Manhattan. In other counties, I just saw recently in Johnson County, cough was the most common symptom reported. So it varies so widely. So even if you get up and you think, you know, I think my allergies are kicking up, I just don't feel myself today, it's still worth that call either to your doctor or to the Raleigh County screening line to have a conversation about it, see if it's a good idea to come and get tested. If you have any inkling at all that you know you might be sick, whether or not you know you've been exposed, go ahead and give a call to that screening line. That number is 785-323-6400. Again, that's 323-6400. That's on our website, our Facebook page. You'll get a chance to talk with a registered nurse who can give you some guidance about what step to take next. And regardless, it is a good idea right now, if you're not feeling well, stay home. First step, stay home just in case.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about some numbers. 42 new cases since Monday was your report from yesterday. So that's, you know, we're averaging out here over the last several days about 20 per day. And does this to you seem like some sense of stabilization in the number of positive reports?
It does. It's definitely good news for the area. We're not seeing the new case numbers like we were, you know, 3 weeks ago when it was, you know, 50, 70, 100 per day almost. So that's a good sign for the community. Right now we have 267 active cases and 1,582 people are considered recovered. The grand total since the beginning of the pandemic for the county is 1,857 cases, and there have been 8 deaths in the county. So that number of active cases going down to 267 is, it's good news that we're not seeing the kind of spread that we were worried could happen, especially after that spike in August. Things have started to come back down, and that's great.
Okay, well, that's some encouraging news, and we can utilize all those that we can. Let's talk a bit about outbreaks. The story that we had this morning listed 17 outbreak areas all together and have those listed on our website at newsradiokman.com. Vivian, what does it take to be considered to be an outbreak?
Cases have to be linked epidemiologically, and that means that time and place and kind of contact is taking place within a certain location. So it's not just that 6 people who happen to share one common point have tested positive. It also requires evidence that spread is happening at that location. So we do have 17 active, like you mentioned, and although it does also seem like those numbers are going down, so we've got some places that are still considered active, but they don't have any active cases, and that's kind of a strange way to look at things. But what happens is you have to pass 28 days if a location has been declared an outbreak. We talk to them on a regular basis. If they have no new cases at that location for 28 days, then that outbreak is allowed to expire. And we're seeing that happen with a lot of the Greek houses in town, that they've taken a lot of steps. Some of the members that kind of left the house and completed their isolation and quarantine kind of back in their hometown or found other ways to isolate successfully. And those numbers have started to come down. So there are a few places that are active, but, you know, their current case count is 0 out of 21. So that's again, kind of a good indicator that things are going in the right direction for the community.
You know, I'm looking at this list of outbreaks, and as you had said, that there are a number of Greek houses, but I don't see any residential facilities on the K-State campus with the exception of the Smith House, which exactly isn't on campus, but...
Yep, that's what I was just going to say. It's not on campus. The residence halls at K-State have had a few positives pop up, but their living situation is really a lot different than the Greek houses. In the dorms, you might have 1 or 2 people sharing a room. They have a door that closes. They've got access to a bathroom. If somebody tests positive, they're able to isolate in a separate facility. But the Greek houses, they have as many as 6 people, and I've heard as many as 20 people kind of sharing a common living space, as in their beds are all kind of in the same large room. So it's really a lot more difficult to isolate. And we haven't seen with the dorms on K-State that people are passing it to each other as a result of that living situation. There might be a few positives in the building, but they're not spreading it to each other in that space. And that's kind of the distinction that prevents something from being declared an area of outbreak.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to share this morning?
If you're planning events or social gatherings, we do have a football game coming up this Saturday. Just asking people to take those precautions that we're all familiar with now, that you limit your contact with others, you make some serious choices about maybe not going out if you're not feeling well, you wear a mask in social situations, you do your best to keep your distance. All those things that we know are proven to help keep you from catching or spreading the virus. Just be really conscious about those. Just because we're kind of seeing things go well in the community doesn't mean that your behavior doesn't still matter very much. It's still important that people continue to take their safety precautions.
Okay. Well, once again, that drive-through is open till 10 o'clock this morning, and you go into City Park from the Fremont Street entrance?
Yep, Fremont Street by Weefold Pavilion, and then you kind of wind your way through the center of the park to the location where you get tested.
Vivian Uccello, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
That's our COVID-19 update here at News Radio KMAN.